How about that, man? He talked his way all the way to the Hall of Fame. Hey, Gary came in the league talking trash, and he was one of the few guys in the league that could actually back it up. And, you hear stories about Michael and Magic and Bird and those guys who were so competitive. Gary Payton is one of the most competitive people that I know. And he was always up for a challenge. Whenever we, went into games, he was a guy that didn't practice much. He had some back issues throughout his career. So a lot of times he had to sit out of practice. But if you challenged him in practice, which George Karl and some of the players would do, he would take that ice pack right off and come right out there and practice. Just a competitive guy, great player, a guy who played both ends of the floor every single night, one of the more durable NBA players in the league. He didn't miss many games throughout his career with Seattle. That guy was always ready to go when the ball was tossed in the air.
Before you came on, Nate, I was telling Justin the same thing, that basically what you just said, as far as Gary was a guy that when I was on the sidelines, well, prior to the game, I would tell our team, please do not talk to this guy. He is going to talk trash big time. Let him yap all he wants to yap. Do not engage this guy, because he is the one guy that you can count on. He can back it up. And even me on the sidelines, complaining about how he just raped somebody, to take a ball and there's no call at the referees. He'd give me that sideways glance, and then all of a sudden I'd go, "Hey, GP man, I was only kidding." You really had to worry about him.
Mike, anything could set him off. It didn't really make a difference who it was. It could be a fan. I recall we were in Oakland and we were playing against the Warriors. And Gary, as you said, the worst thing you could do is anybody say anything to him. Just play him. Don't say anything to him. And you would be okay. And this one fan, Hardaway was, playing okay that night. And Gary was, he was playing well, but really wasn't himself. I don't think he was feeling good that night. And this one fan just started making some comments about what Hardaway was doing. And, they just woke up a sleeping dog. And he went nuts the second half. And, as the game went on, we ended up winning the game. He walked over to the fan. So it wasn't even Hardaway. It was the fan who got him going. And anything could set him off. If you challenged him, then it was really over for you.